Okay.
Recorded the tone.
Beep.
I had forgotten that I had some audio issues prior to starting. Oh.
That's because you gotta wait for the beep.
For the beep.
He didn't beep.
You gotta leave your name, you gotta leave your number.
That never gets old to me.
The beep.
Just doesn't.
That's a whole industry that was destroyed by cell phones.
I know.
Sad times.
Start up for the win.
Yeah. Nice job.
Well, he's going to be the only one on this show. Everybody else is spending their Valentine's Day doing something else.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that makes sense. Welcome to the least romantic podcast you could enjoy today.
Yes, I agree. Nothing says romance like, listen to these three chumps talking about nothing important.
Talk about a Marvel-themed puzzle game. Oh.
Apparently, I missed the Budweiser commercial on my drive home, I hear.
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah, it was nothing.
Yeah, apparently it was.
It was, like,
nothing exciting.
There was a dog. There was a horse. That was like it was, nothing compared to previous.
I was just gonna like ironically say, what was it? A dog hugging a horse? And everybody was like, so there was this dog hugging a horse.
Like,
I was like, I must
the classic, like you know, the old like Clydesdales playing football and stuff. Like that was like classic stuff back in the day.
Now this was like a dog walks into a stable and the dog and the horse like smell each other. Like I saw it. I didn't really hear it, but it was nothing.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We were driving home, so I had it on the radio for the most part. And then...
maybe next year they'll bring back the Budweiser frogs. I miss those guys.
Bud.
Wiser.
Maybe they could combine that with the, I don't know, was it someone who had the Dilly Dilly commercial? Was that also Bud Light?
Yeah.
Oh, can you combine those together?
Oh, that's too much. That's a hat on a hat.
Mm.
Both of them are excellent in their own, but combining them into one super commercial.
It's a big hat. Funny.
Yeah.
It's oversized. It's funny.
I mean, at that point, Spuds McKenzie might as well show up and just make the whole thing amazing.
Hey, I love Slurps McKenzie.
Duffman.
All right, ready to get this rolling?
Absolutely.
Apparently Austin 316 is typing something, so I'm not really intrigued.
He's talking about the actual game, so...
yeah.
Oh, well,
that old trap.
Yeah. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 412th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ray, we got Ian. And you are stuck with me. How's it going?
Good.
Oh, no. I opened up with an excitement yawn. I'm doing great.
All right. He's super. Thanks for asking.
Very much so. Was that Janice from the Muppets?
No, that was South Park.
Oh, okay. Yep. Nope. I hear it now, too.
Big Gayo.
Yep.
Although I'm down with Janice, though. This is, you know,
yeah,
good times.
Me too.
This is the week of 214 through 221. Happy St. Valentine's Day.
Yeah, hey.
Be a good Catholic and procreate a bunch.
Negative.
And it's a double whammy today because it's smudge on head day as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Man, this is an action-packed week.
Yeah. For this Lent, I'm giving up Valentine's Day.
I was planning on going to the store to buy a king cake to take to work. And
yeah,
I forgot.
Are those any good?
No, I don't think they are, which is...
okay.
But... you know, you can find a baby Jesus in it.
You can choke on a little plastic toy. Yay!
I don't know sure how they're allowed to sell those in stores, but you can't have Kinder Eggs.
I don't know.
You know, I don't know. In your 7-day 4-star Craig! Yeah. On the Titans, this week you had the sadness that was Mantis versus Eddie Venom. Ray, did you Mantis your way to victory?
I did, and I was going to look her up prior to recording, but I failed. I don't understand her. Apparently she has two different sleep powers, and only the one heals. I don't know. I'm all confused. Apparently she can put people to sleep without using her sleep power, and then that does damage somehow. I need to read her again. So,
well, even the other one, which puts out that if you can match away the countdown tile, it does boatloads of damage.
Right, but it always puts it somewhere that I can't, so...
well, yeah, it's calculated risk.
Calculated in the, you have a 1% chance of getting rid of this.
Ian has Mantis in the poop house, so we will just skip by Ian.
Correct. I chose to not participate.
Next week, however, we have one of our perennial favorites. It's Gwenpool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My greatest and oldest nemesis in this game. But as you can see, in a freaky deaky twist.
You got her champed.
Yeah. She was my most recent champion in it.
Interesting.
Blue.
What's also interesting is the three of us have the same build. Look at that.
Well, there's only one right build.
Doesn't matter for me.
No, black is terrible. The only reason the purple is terrible is because you need a grid and a cheat sheet.
Oh, black is the holy hand grade of Antioch that makes like one shield tile that doesn't do anything?
Yeah, it's really confounding at how pointless it is.
Well, she's fighting Moon Knight. So you better match all that black because otherwise he's going to punch you in the face.
No, you got to race for the green. You don't want to get hit by those croissants.
Oh, that's true. You don't want to get that either.
And you want to blow them up with a big motorcycle. Old gun.
Yeah, you just need to match away the gun, get a lot of green, and fire it. That's really all that.
Yeah, that's true. That motorcycle gun does do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
All right.
And it doesn't require a chart, so double win.
Yeah, even better. And Storyland is Unstable ISO 8 is running. That'll get you a BDSM, a Mordo, and a Don Quixote, known as Victor Mancha.
Nice.
Placement is Scorpion and Kingpin. What did I do there?
Oh, Craig, we have no idea.
I didn't write down the name of the next story.
Who are you? What's going on?
Well, whatever the next story is, because I didn't write it down. You will get Victor Mancha, Scorpion, Kingpin. Placement is Madrox and Weapon Hex. In PvP land, the Open Your Mind Quaid season is in full bore. Vulture, Hood, and Angela there. Predator and Prey is running now. Black Panther, She-Thor. Placement is Frog Thor and some Shang-Chi.
Blue Wolf says fight for Wakanda.
Oh, you got to fight for your right to Wakanda. All right. I don't know why I didn't write it down, but I didn't write it down. All right, Ian, we got a clue for the next character in the 296 release notes. Are you sitting down?
Oh, my goodness. I got a comfy cushion and everything, and I have not puzzled out one of these clues in ages, so I'm ready.
Okay, so the clue is spider equals, like, N-O period, so, like, number, man, equals, question.
Oh,
so
okay.
Spider equals number man equals equals something.
All right, it's Madam Web. Spider equals no man.
I put it in the Discord if you want to actually see it instead of just going
but
off.
But it did say no man. It is number man.
Nah, not the one in the Discord. The Discord is no man.
Oh, it could. I suppose it could be no man. I don't know. I hear really, really, really bad reviews of that movie so far, so...
I've only read headlines that the movie got bad reviews. I didn't read any of the actual reviews.
Hmm.
But that seems the most logical, assuming that it is a Marvel property and not some weird Sony situation.
It is a weird Sony situation.
Ooh, it might not be that then. I have no idea.
But it's Marvel's now tied in with Sony on, they've done some collabs.
Oh, okay. I'm back to Madam Web.
Yeah, that's probably correct.
And supposedly this has nothing to do with Spider-Man. Like, it's a completely separate... No crossover at all, I saw in an interview. So,
Oh. Huh.
So if you've never seen a Spider-Man movie, that's fine.
Right. Go ahead. Check out Madam Web. Still don't go see Madam Web. I don't know. Do go see Madam Web.
I'm sure everyone could tune in for our friend Joe Sposto's review of this movie because he was going opening night and is super excited to see this, you know, terrible Spider-Man film.
That sounds on brand.
Yeah.
You could check out his podcast on the soon-to-be-named network. Available at soontobenamednetwork.com.
You can. What else we got? It's still, you know, they got the Black History Month is going. You get the daily play tokens and things coming your way.
Yeah.
Love is in the air. Play with your favorite power couples for even more daily play tokens starting on February 10th. Didn't even notice those.
Because I've been using for something in the Deadpools. I feel like I have Storm champed at the minute, and she gets me all the credits.
It says Reign in the Year of the Dragon with Lunar New Year discounts on limited vaults and bundles. That ends on the 24th. And support shards gained for rank 5 supports will now auto-convert into wildcard support shards. I don't think that's something I ever have to worry about while playing this game.
What's that?
I'm not getting anything for rank 5 supports. I ain't got no rank 5 supports. What kind of lunacy is that?
Oh, you don't have any? I feel like I have to have at least one or two.
Oh, I don't know that I do.
I have two.
Yeah, I'll check it out later. I feel like I do. I have two as well.
Yeah. I mean, did they give you one day?
No.
Huh.
Now I often finish the, nope. What's the format of this game that's just for me?
The Daily Deadpool?
Nope.
No, the puzzle thing.
Yep.
Oh, the Puzzle Gauntlets?
That's what it's called. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
Where you get a fancy support and some support tokens at the end of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're almost always threes? Yeah.
That's why I'm pretty sure I got at least one of them from there.
Blue Wolf says that they gave everyone a rank 5 chimichanga, so maybe I've got that one.
Yeah, there you go. You're in it.
That's all I have in the news, unless you guys got something exciting.
No, but...
Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs at preventing the 49ers from getting Super Bowl number 6.
Oh, right. True. That you got. Good that. Job. Oh, congratulations to Victor Mancha going from support to full-time character. Double full-time character.
Was he support before?
He is a support currently. Victorious, Herald of Doom?
Oh, it's the same person?
As Victorious?
Yeah. I don't know anything about that character, so...
Oh, yes, and yes. Right. Besides having identical names and being the same person, they are the same person.
Right.
I'm a little confused. I thought Victorious, the support, was a woman character.
Nope. That's Victor's long, flowing hair.
Huh. Okay.
The internet, the Discord says you are wrong, Ian, and you should feel bad about yourself.
I don't think I'm wrong. I feel confident that after he broke free of Ultron's programming, he teamed up with Doom for a little while and then realized eventually he was doing the wrong thing and left him.
I believe you.
Anyway.
All right.
That's what I got.
That's all we got for the news. Cool. Let's move on then. That's this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar. Make sure I pause long enough to get that sound.
Yeah, you did. That was worth it.
You don't have to pause. The thing is, it's always... Never mind. It plays in the background while you're talking.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk over it. I mean...
It's the best part of the whole show.
This week, Peter replaces webs with a glider.
Oh, man. All right, let's talk about Spider-Man, the Oscorp version. Oh, I don't want to be unnecessarily down on him because I don't know if he's a good or a bad character, but... I know we've always joked about Blade, but what a forgettable 4-star. Oscorp Spider-Man is... Jeez, Louise! I just said his name and I already forgot who I was covering. He's red, he's blue, and he is purple. Special delivery, Spidey Punch! Costs 7 red AP.
That's like something you do when you see, like, you know, a specific car drive by. You know, Spidey Punch! And you pop someone in the, you know, right in the bicep. Sorry.
All right. Spider-Man deals 204 damage plus 46 for each web tile on the board up to 15. Converts all web tiles to basic tiles, then creates one web tile. So at the higher level, he is doing 2,164 damage plus 432 for each web tile on the board and then creating three web tiles. He has a spider glider, 8 blue AP. Choose an enemy and create a 2-turn countdown tile, 1 maximum. While this tile is on the board, that character's abilities are disabled, and while there are 6 or more web tiles on the board, this character also takes 15% increased damage. Passive, at the start of your turn, the spider glider locks one random enemy trap, countdown, or repeater tile, unlocking any tiles previously locked by this ability. And at the higher levels... Let's see. It is a 4-turn countdown tile. The targeted character is now taking 75% increased damage, and it locks 2 random tiles instead of 1. Lastly, we have the purple ability, Oscorp Egg Bombs. 6 purple AP. Let's see. Spider-Man deploys an Oscorp Egg Bomb, spawning 1 1-turn Spider-Bot repeater tiles. When they activate, they move to a new random tile, leaving a web tile behind. Passive. When a spider bot has activated 2 times, it becomes a trap tile that deals 93 damage, stuns the enemy for 1 turn, activates all other spider bot trap tiles. When Spider-Man takes 130 or more damage, he creates 1 spider bot. That, moves up to spawning 3 spider bots, trap tiles dealing 900 damage, stunning the enemy for 2 turns. Meh, that's got a lot going on. Let's see what... Because he didn't... Even hearing the abilities, which I didn't know until just now, But they sounded affordable. Spider glider sounds nice. I feel like that ability disabling seems like an okay ability. Those egg bombs seemed okay. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. I'm going to say 4, 4, 5.
Sure enough.
What's that? Is this someone you use?
No.
I suggest that it does not. Is this someone you have championed and are at least aware of?
Yeah, I have it at 4, 5, 4.
Nice. I like that build.
4, 4, 5.
Does he feed anybody?
4, 4, 5 is what the internet says, by the way.
Oh, great. Good job, me. Sorry, those spider bot tiles feel like they make a lot of web tiles, and web tiles feel important for everything else, so that felt like the most important ability. Is he a feeder in any way? Is he fed by anybody, for anybody, to anybody? Maybe he gives you 5-star Green Goblin covers?
You know, I honestly don't know.
That's fair. That's what I expected, and that's acceptable.
He feeds Peter Parker.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who Even feeds him at all.
Probably all right. Peter Parker.
Yeah,
possibly.
Hard to say. So there's Spider-Man, the Oscorp version. That's what Sonny and Xandar are.
All right, moving on. Let's hit up some acting, thank you. Who we got this week, Ian?
This week we have the actor Jason Segel. Let's see, it goes Ian, then Ray. So Ray,
uh-oh.
Tell me about some Jason Segel.
To be honest, I don't remember why I picked who I picked. Okay, probably I do. I can't picture Jason Segel as a superhero of any kind. Like, he's tall, he's kind of lanky, he's just, I have a problem
Big
with
fudge.
Him. So I went with, he could be the voice of the Thing. I think, you know, after forgetting Sarah Marshall, I think he could pull off the emotional range of the Thing. I don't know, that's what I went with.
Hey, while we're here, I have a Jason Segel question.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Because I have not bothered to look this up. So the other night when I was in Harrisburg, you know, at the show, and I I'd go to the hotel, it's getting late, I turn on the TV, there's a movie on that I've never seen because I don't watch things. Oh, so it's got Jason Segel, and it's got, what's her name? She's the blonde chick.
Cameron Diaz again?
Yes. Did I already ask you this?
We've talked about this, yes.
Okay.
If it starred the two of them, it's a movie called Sex Tape, I believe.
All right. Yeah, so I've already forgotten about it again then.
Yeah. Yep. You told me about it, then you told me the plot of the movie, which was confusing to you because it had nothing to do with the title of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were also in a movie called Bad Teacher.
Uh-huh, that sounds much more likely.
2011.
Maybe you watched Bad Teacher. I didn't know they were both in that.
Was Justin Timberlake in it?
He was.
There you go. Oh. Bad Teacher.
Wow, Ray with the save.
All right, now this mystery is solved.
That's why you had to ask twice, because it didn't make any sense the first time.
Yeah, because I'm like, no, she was a high school teacher and in the Thing, and she was trying to hook up with the Chicago Bulls, and I just didn't understand. And all right, then.
Oh, wow, mystery solved.
Woo.
We tried our best, Sluggo.
All right.
I forgot that was a movie.
Never knew it wasn't Star Wars.
Probably has a sequel.
Apparently, they were also in Slackers in 2002.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that, but...
I didn't know that either.
That's what the internet's telling me.
Man.
All right.
Three movies
together.
Yeah,
that guy has been all over the place.
Yeah.
Craig, what you got?
All right. I don't like this, but for some reason, it popped into my head, and I just went with it.
Oh, okay.
Jason Segel is Molecule Man.
Oh.
Why is he Molecule Man? Don't know, but... When I pulled up a picture of Jason Segel, for some reason I went, you know, he should be Molecule Man. So that's what I'm going with.
Nice.
He's not been in a comic in a really long time, so why not bring him into a movie as a, you know, guest appearance that will confuse people?
Sure. I hear what you're saying. I don't hate that.
All right.
All right. So my Jason Segel entering the MCU, he is getting a little bit older now. So... he is probably going to join the MCU. I figured he would shed the dad bod and get a little, you know, Chris Pine style ripped.
Mm.
Maybe not Chris Hemsworth style, but somewhere in between Star-Lord and Thor, we'll say.
Sure.
But and then I saw this picture, and if I can figure out how to post things in Discord, there you go. Judge Fudge, none other than Kane Marco, the non-juggernaut.
Interesting.
Sorry, Jason's had a beard for the last couple years, and this is what he looks like to me with muscles.
Well, he flattened me.
You won't be able to stop him. That's about all I know.
With his acting, he will.
Juggernaut will flatten you. Okay, I'm down. Yeah, he's a big, tall guy.
Yeah.
Judge Fudge. So good.
Totally. What game did he have the high score on?
Oh, boy. I don't remember. It was at that Canadian bar, right?
Yeah, that northern
or was it
fishing...
Minnesota bars, whatever it was?
Yeah, right. Was it the skee ball? I thought it was that fishing game beat him at.
Yeah, it was some arcade game, right?
Yeah, but he could have been... Oh, no, it could have been skee ball because she was going to play, and she said, who's Big Fudge? And he was like, ha-ha, it's me.
Yeah, you can't like put that many letters onto a skee ball thing to...
No, he just wrote it on the chalkboard above it.
Oh.
I think that's very plausible. Either way.
Probably have to go back and watch that again.
I like him as Kane Marco.
All right. So who are we throwing out next week?
Next week, none other than my greatest and oldest nemesis, acting and Broadway legend, Kristen Chenoweth.
Yes. I know how much you love her so much.
But Ian, I thought, was your greatest and oldest nemesis? Don't worry, I have room for tons. My heart is filled with hate.
You know, hate does lead to suffering.
That's
I got
true.
That from a reliable source.
Absolutely.
All right, that has been brought to you by Thespify.
Thespify. You know me, Craig. I'm always going to choose the quicker, easier way.
I hear you, buddy. You give me dark side all day long.
Sure. I got time for the light.
Yeah. I got time for barely learning how to do anything while whining about it. I got to be throwing lightning at people. Ray, has Willie got anything in his mailbag?
Does he ever?
Ooh.
So.
A lot of Valentine's cards?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe. It is a decently long post from none other than Auberman.
Oh.
There are three topics.
Mm-hmm.
Topic A, gore, from a couple weeks ago. He says, I find two good use cases for gore. One, since he converts special tiles to basic tiles when a bunch are created, he is good for kneecapping Grocket and Beta Ray Bill at the start of a match. Two, since he has countdown tiles that are automatically created at match start and do damage every turn, he pairs very nicely with Okoye. Add Omega Red as your third and start with a +2 team up AP and you're well on your way. So there you go. Some uses for gore. We had problems, you know, dealing with him. Topic B, a simple explanation of Ascension for Ian. And it's not that long. So
okay, I'm back.
Try to
Thanks for saying my name aloud to get my attention.
Try to follow along. I have not read this before, so we'll see where it goes. To ascend a character, you need to have two copies. One of these copies must be max level, and the other one must at least be champed. You then tap on the max level one, hit the ascend button, choose the duplicate, and they will merge into a higher tier version of that character, which you can continue to apply the normal covers to. So if you had you send your one star Juggernaut, you get one star Juggernaut covers, you can use them to level up your brand new two star Juggernaut.
Gotcha.
So if you open your standard tokens, you should be able to start ascending your one stars pretty quickly. First, get two level 50 copies of a character, then combine them and keep adding. Eventually, you'll get that character up to level 144 as a two star. To ascend further, you'll need another two-star of that character, which means getting two more level 51 stars, rinse and repeat. As you can probably see, this can put a temporary squeeze on your roster slots while you're leveling up the duplicate. That's very true. I personally, especially for characters that I use all the time, I've been getting three copies of them, so that when I ascend two, I still have the one. But then, you know, as you ascend, you free up those roster slots again. So there you go. Does that answer any questions for you?
No, that seemed pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Didn't bolster my interest too much, but it helped me understand.
Well, it leads into topic C. which is North Star, the one character that we hate on quite a bit on this podcast.
Mm. Yeah.
He says, for some reason, some four stars, when ascending to five star, get not just stronger, but a lot better. Agent Coulson is a good example of this, since his blue passive that triggers whenever an ally fires a power puts out not one countdown tile, but five as a five star. That's crazy. Oh. I never knew that. He says, North Star gets a similar boost. Since being recently reworked, his black power will send an enemy airborne and move 4 to 6 tiles in their second strongest color to the top of the board. Then when they come back, he'll send the same number to the bottom. As a 5-star, though, he sends 11 to 13 tiles to the top row. In practice, this is only 8.
Right.
So that's,
the game gets wider.
Yeah. So that's a guaranteed critical and a ton of free AP. So it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So there you go. North Star Ascended, which...
I didn't know that was a thing that they got more stuff.
Better powers?
Me either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also didn't know that. I was just... I thought I'd learned about Ascending, and now this is blowing my mind. I'm back down to square one.
Yeah.
I'm out. You undid all your own hard work.
But they're better, so doesn't that give you more reason to do it? Anyway, I don't have a fully champ North Star, let alone a second one coming up, so I'm nowhere near. But there you go, some information about North Star and Agent Coulson.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll definitely... kind of look into it. I'm not even working on ascending people, and I'm squeezed for roster slots.
Right.
I have like 3 unrostered 2-stars for my 2-star farm because I had to give up their roster slots for the barrage of new 4, 5s, and 3-stars.
Yeah. The constant 3-stars coming in with the 5s eats up so many slots.
It does.
And the perpetual NB perp status of Venom. Craig, any progress?
No.
Don't know greens?
No. Let me check real quick.
So mine, I now have a Venom fully covered and 1 green for my second Venom and 2 more Venoms that have no green that I've just been piling stuff into. So
search. So I have 1 Venom who's level 167.
Oh, okay.
And then I've got 1, 2, 3 more Venoms, which are desperately in need of green covers.
But you were able to ascend one.
Yes, I have one at level 167.
Oh, well, there you go. That's progress.
Yeah, it's a lot of progress.
My highest Venom is still 50, so...
No, all right. Yeah, that Venom is at a 5.53, because I remember what that green power doesn't seem to be worth it. Because you need to get all the web tiles out there to have the black do the crushing amounts of damage. We're doing 10,000. Yeah. Well, the green one also makes web tiles.
Hmm. Yeah, but only one, no matter what level you have it at.
Mm-hmm.
Only the damage goes up, and it's a 1-star damage, so it's not much.
And the purple gets me stunned.
Right.
Yeah. All right. But, so, I mean, it's going. It's just not going quick.
Okie doke. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's the mailbag.
Nice.
Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie.
Totally unnecessary Discord shout-out. Kaysen, are you the same... Kaysen that's in a Puzzle Quest alliance with the 3 of us, or is this just a crazy coincidence? Yeah! Is this your first time in the Discord in the show? I feel like I would have noticed. Wow! Well, this is coming up great. Good to see you. Thanks for stopping in. I'm glad you had some free time.
All right, where are we at? I'm in State College, Pennsylvania. All right.
Yeah, you are. You're about to...
Hans all right, so once me. Again, though, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
You up. All right, let's see what's going down. I tried to glance at this earlier, but short attention span and such. All right, stop playing with toys on your desk. It's just making noise that Ray will have to filter out later. Elektra is boosted. 3-star, that's a somewhat new version. I don't have that memorized that well. I feel like Sidestep is similar, so that'll do some more damage. And the double cross will probably do more increasing of strike tiles, of strike tiles as you steal them. Red probably does some increased damage as well. Hawkeye, he's got a quiver full of arrows. Their varying effects will be increased. His other 2 abilities are unknown to me. The Hood has that 1 ability where he shoots the screen a bunch of times and does some damage, but then your turn ends. I think his black will also do increased damage. Spider-Man, his yellow punch increased. Does he have a purple heal, maybe? Or does he have a yellow heal? No, that's a yellow punch. Blue stun, and I think a purple might do some. Star Lord. Three star. Does he have that green AoE? Is that the same one? Yeah, he's got the... He flies in his ship. Shoots a bunch of people for increased damage. All right, let's see what these four star characters are all about. Anti-venom is boosted. The aggressive antibodies will increase the healing for the team. The precision purge, more burst health, and the repeater tile damage from adaptive clothing will be increased. What else is going on? Hellcat, she's doing some stuff. She's doing some things. Her yellow is going to give bigger buffs to special tiles, strength, attack, and protect specifically. Swipe right, making larger strike tiles, and cat-like reflexes will deal more damage. Oh, my all-time favorite, Legion. Red's going to do more damage. Yellow's going to do more damage. Green makes bigger attack tiles. Black gives more healing. And blue does better tile buffing. There will be no change to the purple ability. And Misty Knight. More green damage, more tile buffing, and more damage plus bigger attack tiles from her blue ability. And the Negasonic Teenage Warhead also doing some stuff. Green AoE is increased. Her healing is better. And her red damage also better. And finally, the always exciting five stars. Hitmonkey. He's doing some things. He hangs out with Craig. They do things. His purple damage is increased. The red damage is also increased. And the second half of his black ability deals damage at the start of every turn. The He Who Remains, Kang of all people, conquering the universe. What's he up to? He's doing more damage. He's doing more, all kind of damage. He's got damage all around. When he's not shifting people into other realities to destroy them, he's dealing tons more damage this week. Magic, huzzah. What's she up to? She's got more purple AoE. She's got more red damage from her soul sword. And Limbo on Earth is dealing more damage. And last, oh man, Wong. What are you doing, dude? He's got damage from his Eldritch Whip. These all have multiple effects. So for both the Wand of Watoom and the Wong exit entrance, we've got some bigger protectiles, team healing, more damage, bigger strike tiles, and then some other more damage. There's just a lot going on. I'm not going to go into all of it. And there's no exclamation point, but there's a lot of caps. So this week, Samurai says, Kang!
I love how Discord cut you off. That sounded awesome.
Did. Did it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You didn't let you laugh, apparently. It was like, nope.
Kang! Kang! Yeah. He's already a heavy hitter. He's going to be boosted. So look out for some Kang incoming.
Kang.
So anyway, that's where are we? That's what's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks as always to Mystify.
Mystify.
I don't know. I think I'm going with Hitmonkey more. I like his generation of purple and red, and his killing ability is pretty high.
That's
up the main.
You fight. You got these people who come back to life. You just hit them with a sword.
Yeah.
They go down. Ian, give me some cold, refreshing pop.
All right.
Pop.
Let's start with some. There we go. Pop. Let's start with I'm just gonna guess how to pronounce this. I feel like they want me to say one us because it's that's how it's spelled. O-N-E-U-S. I don't know that they're going with onus. But I'm going to guess it's one us. And this six-piece, which has chiseled itself down to a five-piece. What did I miss?
Sorry, it's the samurai posted a GIF above Ray's song. And I hit play on the song at the same time the GIF started playing. So it seemed like...
seemed like Kang was getting involved in the group One Us.
Yeah, the singing was going on there, and it was very amusing to me.
So, as always, not really for me. They just have a tone that I don't enjoy. And this is, regardless of how it sounds, I assure you, just an observation, not a judgment in any way. The way that I would describe that this band stands out from the other bands is they are aggressively androgynous. They are like Bowie-style androgynous. Like most of the boy bands in the K-pop zone, you know, have a you know, maybe a softer look to them. These guys are bringing it.
Do they have a like a J-rock androgynous kind of?
A little bit, yeah. You know? Now, speaking of that, but not really, let's talk about the pop version of this, which is questionable at best.
I have a question about the pop version first, though.
Oh, go ahead.
At least tangentially. Now I can't find it. I had saw an article earlier today saying that one of the members of Blackpink was going to be appearing in something like some TV show. What's the show with that Stifler's mom, you go to fancy resorts?
Yeah, the White Lotus.
Yes, apparently she's going to be in White Lotus 3.
Ooh.
I don't remember which Blackpink member.
It's probably Jenny. It's always Jenny.
All right.
Lisa.
Ooh, even better. Call me a new White Lotus fan. I'll be watching season 3.
There you go.
Wow, Lisa's joining the
cast. I just wanted to remember to tell you about that because I saw that.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
I enjoyed the two seasons of White Lotus.
But yeah, I've been meaning to check it out, but I never have. Although I got to say, I don't know that this is related to anything, but I've been watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Is that any good?
I love it.
Oh, okay.
Very watchable. I like Donald Glover. I like the actress that plays alongside him. They're very likable. They're very easy to root for.
Mm. Well, Donald Glover, good time.
Yeah. Wow. Lisa on White Lotus. That's awesome. I hope she actually has a role and it's not just like a quick, like one episode, one scene situation where she's playing Lisa from Blackpink.
Well, yeah, I can tell you. But...
So anyway, Craig, I don't know if this, I don't know what would qualify or disqualify something from being a pop.
All right.
Does being fruit flavored disqualify you?
No. Well, no, because I mean, obviously we have cherry pop and that's a fruit.
Right. But this is, all right. Sorry. This is what I've had most recently. Because my wife took a trip over to our local TJ Maxx Home Goods combination store and brought me back a Bundaberg Blood Orange sparkling fruit drink, which gets me questionable. Now, let me just tell you about the beverage first, and then we can argue about whether or not it's pop. Again, I counted it because it's carbonated. I try to bring, you know, some more unique beverages to this segment. I do talk about some things that everybody has had, but... I also want to, expose you to some new things. This is an Australian fruit soda, and it's fantastic. It's absolutely, I mean, the color is phenomenal. The flavor is, you know, the right amount of sweet with the exact amount of, like, citrusy tang that you would expect from a blood orange. And it was really good. It comes in a, you know, nice glass bottle with a little, one of those... You pull up the lever to release the lids.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like that kind of contraption.
I mean, the only time I've ever had a blood orange drink was when you had, you know, the True Blood beverage was out.
Mm.
And that was blood orange, if I recall. I don't remember it being good, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed it. I would recommend it. So that's one us and Bundaberg.
One us, two them.
What's that?
I was just giving the score.
Oh.
All right. Well, thanks then.
Oh, yeah. Thanks as always to Magnify?
Magnified.
Yeah. I remember them. One of these weeks, I'm going to.
It's just one guy.
Remember who sponsors stuff.
Do you have Steam open, though?
Yeah, but I'm only like halfway there. Steam's open, but game is only about 20% loaded.
Right, let me get out of my searches for Venom.
Who's going out next? Who's the next 5-star out?
I don't know, man. Asked the question in the Discord.
Yeah, who's out?
Goose.
Someone just did it.
Goose rotates out.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I think I'm just doing one. I don't know where all my stuff is at, so I'm just doing one. I'm clicking it.
Okay.
I'm getting a 4-star. Fear not, mi gente, America Chavez.
Ooh.
Fear not, mi gente.
Mine is... similarly excellent, because if you guessed it, Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. The master
of fantastic.
I'm going to open like 5 of these. Number 1, Morbius.
Boo.
Number 2, Cosmo.
Hooray.
Number 3, Dr. Gunkabong.
Ha ha! I forgot about him.
Nebula. And recently finally, remarked. Penny Parker. So all 4 stars this week.
Oh, I forgot about her too. Man, everybody is making the support to full-time character transition.
Yeah.
Hulkling made his way over. Penny Parker made her way over. Victorious made his way over. Who else is there? What can I expect?
I guess just go look at all the supports and see what's in there.
Well, huh? A playable chimichanga. Here it comes. Playable.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, play Lucky the Pizza Dog. I would be down with that character.
I just want to say thank you to this guy.
This guy.
This guy. Oh, you know what that means, Craig?
No.
Playable Hope Summers is coming.
Oh, boy. I do love more Summers characters.
I know you do.
You know what could be even better? More Spider-Man characters.
I'd really like to see a new Wolverine.
Oh, it's about we know time. That's coming. You can guarantee that when that Deadpool movie hits, we're getting more Wolverines.
By the way, we just had X-23, so.
You're getting more.
Right, and Honey Badger. That was a double. That was a double treat. They're all good. Maybe we could just start merging them constantly.
Yeah.
The Spider Summers
says, how about a Spider Summers family event?
Yeah. Oh, see, I was thinking about like a Spider-Man Wolverine combo.
I was just thinking there's enough versions and clones of Peter Parker, right, that he could just marry each one of the, you know, Summers girls or something and just have the horrible, horrible hybrids. Half spider powers, half phoenix.
Spiders that shoot laser beams out of their eyes? Is that what?
Yeah. But can't aim by looking at things?
Right.
Anyway, Ian, you mentioned this earlier. Ian, do you want to quickly mention the podcast network again, or since you did it once, we're all done.
Oh, sure. Hey, we are part of a great podcast network called the Soon to Be Named Network. You can find it at soontobenamednetwork.com. This and several other excellent shows, even some that aren't involving Ray, Craig, or myself. So check us out, Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
I have nothing.
I think I'm good.
All right. In that case, I want to thank everybody for joining us again this week. Comments, suggestions, send them to the mailbag. You can head over to puzzlewarriors3.com. You can click on that Amazon banner at the top. And if you buy something there for President's Day on Monday, the President's Day?
Sounds right.
Something's on Monday.
I believe you.
Yeah, and you get something, and we get something, and everybody gets something.
Are there mattress sales going on?
I'm sure there is. But that's all we got for this week. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, do you really want a twerking lawyer? Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.